Hello guys, welcome to the first episode of this brand new podcast, Discussions with Brandon and Nicole. My name is Brandon and I will be joined by my special co-host, Nicole.
Hello there.
Hi, so how I think, Nicole, we are splitting this podcast series up is each season is a whole different topic. So that's what my thought was, and I introduced it to Nicole last night when we were talking about it. And so, we started to go on with that idea. So the first season is going to be Star Wars related, woo-hoo! Which is so fun. We love Star Wars so much. Favorite movie franchise. So, Nicole, what will this first episode be about?
Okay, this first episode, we're going to be talking about The Rise of Skywalker, but this is going to be the spoiler-free review, which
yeah, that's right. There's going to be no spoilers at all. Well, yeah. We try.
Which most people have seen it by now because, like, as of the time that we're recording it, it's, like, pretty much April, basically. So mm-hmm. Most people have seen it, but we're going to do a spoiler-free one just in case.
Yeah, because we don't want to get any hate.
Yes.
So, what, I know, Nicole, you were kind of planning this episode out. What do you think that should be the first thing that we start talking about for this movie?
Okay, so, first of all, I think we should just start off with saying, like, our opinion on it, just, like, overall. So, like, whether or not it was a good movie or not. So, would you like to go first?
No, you can.
Okay, I'll go first.
I would like to hear your review.
All right. So, I thought that the movie, I actually really enjoyed the movie. I know that a lot of people didn't. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd probably give it, like, a 7 or 8. Maybe even higher than that. Probably like a solid 8.5, I would say, for me personally. I really enjoyed the movie. There was a lot of nostalgia in it, which I really enjoyed.
I did like
there
that,
There were some moments in there that were, like, very, very touching and emotional. And a lot of it was nostalgia, but, like, it just brought back a lot of moments in my mind, and I was like,
I think that's what made it emotional was all the nostalgia.
Yeah, really. And the music as well. The music is just phenomenal, which we're gonna have an entire episode on the music of Star Wars. Yeah. But like
John Williams.
Yes.
Ooh, so good.
It's like one of the best parts of the movie is the music. And I thought visually that the movie was great, did a fantastic job. Sound effects were awesome. What else can I say about it? Plot twists, some of them I kind of, not necessarily expected, but I wasn't surprised by. So, like, there were a lot of fan theories about this movie before it came out, and I had seen a lot of them, and a lot of theories, and one of them did end up happening in the movie, and so from that standpoint...
No spoilers here.
Yeah, no spoilers here. But from that standpoint, it was shocking, but not as shocking as, like, say, the reveal of, like, Darth Vader being Luke's father. You know what I'm saying? Like that. So, like,
yeah,
it was shocking like that. But no, I really did enjoy this movie. So that is my spoiler-free review as of right now.
Okay. All right. So here's my review. I thought it was a great movie. I was pleasantly surprised, especially what happened in The Last Jedi. That was not my favorite movie that they did, one of the things I really enjoyed was the characters growing. Like, in The Force Awakens and Last Jedi, I wasn't a huge fan of the characters, I'm not gonna lie, the new characters, but in this Rise of Skywalker movie, I thought they were much better than the previous two movies. Let's see, I'm trying to think of what else I like, because you kind of went over what I said,
I
wanted to say. Me and Nicole both have similar opinions on the movie. We both really liked it. I would probably rate it a 9 or an 8.5 or a 9. That's just my personal opinion because although it was a great movie, I just feel like it could have done
better. Yeah, there were certain things.
Like, some of the aspects that could have been better.
Yes. Which we'll talk about.
But
later.
One of the things was, what kind of threw me off was in The Last Jedi, Rian Johnson, who directed it, the character development wasn't as good as it could have been, which kind of threw off this movie for me. But luckily, J.J. Abrams was able to recover the characters.
Well, and so, on a completely different kind of opinion, just coming from me, in my personal opinion, so Brandon wasn't a super big fan of The Last Jedi. I personally didn't mind it all that much. It wasn't, like, bad. It wasn't good. It was just kind of, like, there. And so, like, I thought it was all right. But so in my personal opinion, I didn't necessarily think that the character development was bad in The Last Jedi. I just thought that it was, like, very different from what people expected. And then that led to them kind of switching it up in The Rise of Skywalker. It wasn't the same, like, path, so to speak. It was, but, like, not really. You could, like, tell the differences.
Yeah, and the character development, sorry, I must have said bad. I forget, honestly, but it was different than I'm used to seeing, just because J.J. Abrams directed The Force Awakens, so I was like, okay, this is, like, how it's gonna develop. I assumed that was how it was gonna develop, but it was totally different, which kind of threw me off.
Also something else just popped into my mind. I remembered I wanted to talk about it was the pace of The Rise of Skywalker is like something that a lot of people have talked about, that, you know, they say that it's a very quick paced movie. It moves very fast. There's a lot of things that happen in it. And it feels like it's moving from one thing to the other very quickly, and you need to, like, catch your breath. And, like, I think that that's kind of true. I don't disagree with them, but in my opinion, I don't think it makes it necessarily a bad movie. I think, if you think about it this way, for me personally, I don't think it makes it a bad movie. I think it actually makes it better sometimes, just because you don't get bored as easily. You know, you don't have the slow moving.
Yeah, parts. Like, I like to compare it to The Empire Strikes Back. That's one of my favorite movies, one of my favorite Star Wars movies, The Empire Strikes Back. And it was a great movie apart from the slow-paced parts. The training, even though it was interesting, it was slow-paced and
Right. Frankly, and so that's boring. Why, I kind of feel the same way with, like, movies like A New Hope as well. The first half of the movie was very, very slow, and then it got more interesting throughout. And also take a movie like Attack of the Clones, for example. Very fast-paced movie, lots of things happening. So it's a little bit harder to get bored in those kinds of movies. So, I don't know. Very controversial topic. Yeah. But
I feel like because of The Empire Strikes Back, it started off really fast pace, in my opinion, and then it just got to a really slow pace, which I was not a fan of, because then it picked back up again, luckily, but I was just not a fan of it going back into slow pace in the middle of the movie. I think it should start off as a slow pace.
That was one of the things that, like, I did enjoy about The Rise of Skywalker, was that it did kind of start off a little bit slower, and then it gradually got faster and faster and faster to, like, the biggest moments, you know what I'm saying? So I personally felt that pacing wise it did a pretty good job.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of Revenge of the Sith, because I feel like that, to me, I haven't watched it in a while, but I feel like that was too. A fast-paced movie.
I think that the beginning part was a little bit long and lengthy. It was kind of fast-paced, but, like, yeah, that does make sense. Like, the second half of the movie is usually the best part.
Okay, so one of the things that we were going to discuss after the review was, like, our review on the characters, and all about the characters. So, do you want to start with that?
Oh, for the spoiler-free one?
Yeah, for the spoiler-free about character.
Okay. Characters. All right, sure. Should we start with Rey? Then
yeah, let's start with Rey.
Okay. I personally really like Rey. I know that a lot of people think that she is way too overpowered, and I could feel that, but I don't know, this movie just kind of made me feel like she wasn't necessarily as overpowered as people think, or that if she was overpowered, she had a reason to be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And we'll go into depth of this, because I know exactly what you're talking about, but in the spoiler version, because it does have to do... What she's talking about does have to do with a little bit of a spoiler, But we'll talk about that in the next episode, which is the spoiler version. Yeah, Rey, I thought she was a great character. Daisy Ridley did a great job playing her.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I was a little bit surprised. I was surprised with her overpoweredness in the beginning movies. But as we got to the end, I could tell. I got used to it. It was weird. It was definitely, I could see where the people were coming from with, or the critics, that are like, she's so overpowered or whatever. Like, I understand that, but also I think, that's what makes Rey really good, a really good character.
Right. Well, and, Kylo Ren as well, not necessarily overpowered, but there's just so many different levels to these two characters. And I feel like a lot of people say that Kylo Ren, you know, Adam Driver carried the sequel trilogy, and I feel like that's partly true, but I also feel like Daisy Ridley did as well, because I personally really liked
Rey's character. Both of them together.
Yes, both of them
together. Both of them together. And speaking of them together, I thought, this is just my opinion, but I think they're so similar that that's what makes the movie really good, is they're two similar characters, but a bad side and a good side.
Exactly.
Of the Force, you know?
So, like, yeah. they both have similar powers and everything, and they both have, like, motives that are similar, but just, like, coming from two different sides.
Right. Yeah, the light and dark side, which is really interesting to watch both sides of the story with similar traits.
Also, on another topic, real quick, sorry, this is kind of like side branching a little bit, but on that topic, we could talk about the Force in this movie. I can't really talk too much about it, but I didn't think that it was personally that, like, bad as people say. People say that it was, like, way too far out there, it wasn't good. I personally didn't mind it. I didn't mind the Force.
Mind
the
what?
The Force
what?
In this movie.
Oh, mind the Force.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to agree with that one as well.
Like, just the use.
Again, I understand, like, where they're coming from, because I can see that, but also I agree with you
but
there.
I just thought it was handled well in the movie. So, that's just my own personal opinion. Should we move on to Kylo Ren then?
Yeah. So, similar to Rey, he does have powers. And I didn't think he was so overpowered, or else, I mean, oh, I almost spoiled it there. but yeah, I didn't think he was, like, so overpowered that it made the movie almost boring. Like, if he was so overpowered, it would make the movie boring, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I was gonna say almost like the Sith in the prequels.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because he was, like, really overpowered. I mean, he had a high political position. He had the Force, so that just made him really overpowered.
Right, exactly. Well, I like the fact that, like, Kylo Ren refers to himself as Supreme Leader, you know, like, in The Last Jedi and stuff. But, like, he's not like, your ordinary Supreme Leader, you know, like a Sith. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know. I really liked Kylo Ren in this movie. I really liked him throughout the entire trilogy, which I'm sure that most people did.
I did.
I liked his character arc.
You know, some of the things, like, I feel like he's a little bit resemblant of Hayden Christensen playing Anakin Skywalker in the prequels. How he was, like, kind of complaining. Like, there was this one scene I remember throughout the sequel trilogy. Of he was just kind of like, he almost sounded complaining. That's not a bad thing. I kind of like that they kind of made a nod back to Anakin, is what I feel.
Right, yeah, I love the whole idea in the entire trilogy as a whole of just, like, all these family connections and, like, all the little details that they put in there. And just the fact that Adam Driver is a great actor in itself is just, like, perfect.
Yeah. I mean, all the actors were really, really great in the sequel trilogies. Sure. Definitely, they did a really good job portraying the characters.
Well, and funny enough, I watched this video one time, probably like a few years ago, and it talked about, like, Daisy Ridley and everything. And apparently, when she auditioned for the role of Rey, apparently her father wasn't even super excited about it, the fact that she got the part, just because he didn't really care about Star Wars all that much. And I thought that was so ironic that Daisy Ridley literally plays like the lead in the movie. And
I know she is the lead, which that's another thing. In the original trilogy, and I guess in the prequel trilogy as well, there was just male leading characters, but in this one, it's almost like a shared lead, but it's a little bit more of Daisy Ridley's character. I mean, Adam Driver's character definitely plays a really big role, and they're almost sharing the lead, but I think Daisy Ridley does have a little bit of a more main character or lead character in the story, which is really cool.
Yeah, for sure. So I can't really think of anything else to talk about for Kylo Ren, so should we move on to a different character then?
Finn? What about Finn?
I don't really know what to say about him. I don't really have too much to say about him.
Yeah.
In this movie, I'm trying to think of like the right words to say so I don't say anything, but yeah, I don't know. I don't really have too much to say about him. I wish kind of that we got a little bit more out of him. I feel like for this
film. I agree. I have to agree with you there.
But I did think
especially in the beginning, the original not the originals, the first two films in the trilogy, he did play a bigger role than he played in The Rise of Skywalker. I wish that they had him play more parts.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you there as well. And then but I did feel like his role was more significant in this movie than it was in The Last Jedi. So, you know, because like he wasn't true.
The Last Jedi was kind of like, I feel like The Last Jedi was like a hiccup in the trilogy, you know, like The Force Awakens was good, The Last Jedi was meh, but then this movie was
I feel like his connection to Rey and like their bond and everything was a lot more established in this movie than it was in The Last Jedi, where they barely saw each other.
Yeah.
And also Rey's relationship with Poe as well was new.
Yeah. That was something I know people were like, oh yeah, Rey and Poe are gonna get together. And so that's what I was going and thinking, but I didn't know that they were going to have such like a close bond. They actually had like a bond.
Yeah, that was really me close too. And I was surprised. It definitely wasn't what I expected, which is not a bad thing, but like, it's just not what I expected.
Yeah. So I feel like Poe's role in this movie was way more significant because him and Rey had a closer bond together. I feel like that made his role more significant in The Rise of Skywalker, than The Last Jedi or The Force Awakens.
Yeah, because he wasn't like separated from them, you know. In the past two movies he was separated for them the majority of the time, and then in The Rise of Skywalker they were all together, and so I really liked that aspect of it. But I don't really have too much to say about Poe other than as Finn,
other than their bond.
So let's see, what's another character
we have? Leia. We didn't see too much of her.
Yeah, Princess Leia.
Well,
I mean, there's not really too much other than the fact that like they used old footage, so I thought that was pretty good. I thought they incorporated her well, and I thought that, you know, they sent her off. So
yeah, I think that it was very nice how they did that.
Yes, me too.
Out of respect of Carrie
Fisher. And I liked how they worked around the other characters' phrases that they would say in order to fit and match with Carrie's lines. I thought that was kind of clever.
Yeah.
Yeah, not too much to say about Princess Leia. I don't really know.
Yeah. What about Rose, I guess?
Rose? I mean, I don't really have too much to say about her either, but
yeah, I think it just has to do with like the couple of main characters is like our big characters, that had obviously played the main roles, but all of the actors, even if they had a big role or not, did amazing portraying their characters, as they should.
Yeah.
But I guess that's all on characters.
Yeah, I do think we could have seen a little bit more of Rose. I was kind of a little bit disappointed from that aspect, but I mean, she was in the movie. She was fine. She was good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't really know what to say about
her. Yeah.
But, yeah, all right, what all other right. characters are there? Maybe C-3PO was fine. Nothing really obviously, to say about him.
Of course,
him.
R2-D2.
Chewbacca. I mean, all the characters BB-8. Were good, so, like...
Yeah.
I don't really know what other characters
there was. Do you have anything to say about Hux? General Hux?
General Hux. Oh. I don't really know what to say about him, to be honest. I'm trying to think of what to say. I mean, I was never, like, super duper into his character. I know that he was, like, he was a very big supporting role. I will say that in the past few movies. I wish we could have seen a little bit more of him in this movie. But, I mean, I thought his character was fine. I actually thought that what they did in this movie was, it felt fine. It felt right.
Like, it wasn't wrong.
It was surprising. Yeah, it wasn't wrong. So.
Yeah. It was weird seeing General Hux in general. I was surprised that they had a big role for a Imperial First Order officer or general. They don't, I mean, Governor Tarkin, yes, but like I haven't seen like really big roles of First Order or Imperial officers. So that was interesting to me.
For sure. When they built up his and Kylo Ren's relationship over the course of these three movies, so it really
with Snoke
shown through.
Yeah,
so
it kind of made them like almost despise of each other, which over the course of the movies, especially like with Snoke in The Force Awakens, I thought that was cool.
I agree. I'm trying to think of any other characters to talk about. I can't really think of anything at the moment.
No, same here.
But yeah, overall, I really enjoyed this film. Like we said, like 8.5 out of 10, 9, something like that. Yeah. Visuals are good. Music was great.
Of course, like always.
Awesome. It satisfied me with the ending that they gave, so I really enjoyed it.
I was pleasantly surprised with everything. I was not going into this movie. I had low expectations, especially what happened in The Last Jedi, just because I was not a very big fan of that movie at all. But I was very surprised. I definitely really enjoyed it, and I saw it twice. I know you saw it like 7 times. I mean, I don't even know how many times
I
saw
did.
It.
I went back and saw it like 6 times but in the movie theater.
There's so much details that you see after seeing it a couple of times that you notice for the first time, which is really, and there was so many small little things that they brought back from the original films, which made it that much better, you know? Like for example, maybe on a shelf there was an item. I remember seeing on a shelf somewhere, I forget where, there was the head of the medical droid from Empire Strikes Back. And that's just, like, some of the small details that I absolutely love about this movie.
Yeah, there are a lot of little details. And like you said, going back and rewatching it more and more times, I did notice other things. And most of it was, like, either, like, a piece of dialogue or something. And it just kind of clicked in my mind. I was like, oh, that reminds me of something or whatever. And then... you know, little motifs of music here and there that I just didn't pick up on before. And I'm like, oh, that's so clever and things like that. So,
especially like
movements.
They did like the same thing, like in the prequels, like in Anakin's theme, they played like a tiny bit of the Imperial March. And that's just like the foreshadowing, but it's almost like backshadowing, you know?
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
Bringing back what they did in like small little detailed ways is just like, it's what I love about it. It's just a great movie.
Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much all I really have to say about the movie, spoiler-free. I can't really think of anything else without
giving things away. Yeah, I definitely know, I mean, this episode might be, like, 25 minutes long. I don't really know the exact length, but I think the spoiler episode will be much longer just because we can actually go into depth of, like, everything. Yeah, so... if that's it, I think that's it for the spoiler.
That's about it for me.
Free part. make sure to go watch the spoiler version if you don't want. I mean, if you've already seen the movie. Right. Yeah, I guess that's it. Yeah.
Thanks for listening in.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for listening, and we will see y'all in the next podcast episode, which will be the spoiler version of The Rise of Skywalker. All right. See you guys in the next episode. Goodbye.
Bye.